Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. A lot of stuff we've gotten into throughout the course of the show. If you stayed up late last night, you saw Kyle Schwarber win the All-Star game for the National League. Unconventional fashion. They do a swing-off. Three competitors for each team compete in a mini home run derby. Kyle Schwarber, three swings, hits three home runs, wins the MVP award for the National League. And off that, we've been talking about the top five athletes of the last 25 years, something they're doing on the midday show this week. Would you have any current Philadelphia athlete on the top five list? John was considering Kyle Schwarber. I think yeah. We kind of talked you out of it.
Well, sure. But, I mean, it was spectacular what he was able to do last night. It's possible if he had been a Philly for his entire career in the major leagues, he would be. Undoubtedly, he would be a consideration for everyone's list. You know, being a world champion as a Cub, a guy who's been in this league as long as he has been, the leadership that he brings, his involvement in the community, the guy is everywhere. Everyone, you really got to look up to the way he inserts himself the community.
Did Jalen Hurts make your top five list? I don't remember.
Jalen Hurts is my number two.
Okay.
My top five, but my problem is if I try to get Kyle Schwarber in my top five list, he displaces Brian Dawkins.
Right.
That does not feel right.
Do that.
That's hard to
no,
do.
No, it can't do work that. For me. So I have Kelce, Jalen Hurts at two. Donovan McNabb at three.
Well,
and I can't
like
believe
having Donovan
you got
on there.
Those guys switched.
Well, I don't have Donovan on mine. The only Eagle from that era I had on was Brian Dawkins. I had Brian Dawkins, Brandon Graham, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, and Allen Iverson. They're my five. Not in that order, but they're my five on the list. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Discuss in the last segment, and I'm interested to get people's takes on this. Who do you consider to be the best quarterback in Eagles history, Jalen Hurts or Donovan McNabb? I still consider it to be Donovan McNabb. I just think he was the better player overall than Jalen, but would love to get your take on that. And then with the All-Star game, we were talking about this home run derby thing and whether the swing-off in the regular season should supplant the zombie runner. I thought it was really fun. I think it would be a really cool concept for them to implement during the regular season. But I do want to, real quickly, talk about a couple of other things with the All-Star game last night. We mentioned all the players going back to wearing their own team uniform. That was a unanimous hit. Even like Aaron Boone during the game took a shot at Major League Baseball, essentially, and was like, thank God we finally corrected this from the last couple years. So that was great. But the other thing that we were talking about a little bit before the show off the air is it was amazing how efficient the automated ball strike system was that they used last night. Now, this is probably coming to Major League Baseball next year where you can challenge ball strike calls. And I watched that game last night, and it just made me like, if you're one of these people who still wants, I don't know, the purity of the game or tradition and want umpires to get calls wrong, that opinion couldn't be any more ridiculous.
Is there anyone left?
This was so easy for them to do last night.
Is there anyone left who thinks that this isn't going to work? Is there anyone left who wants to keep it old way?
The camera.
I do think probably
like Joe and Spike.
But I think he's being foolish.
How could you possibly want that? Like, it was so efficient. Like, literally, the batter taps his helmet, and within 5 seconds, we have a ruling. It's not like the NFL where they go under the hood and it takes 5 minutes. It's instantaneous. Like,
so it's the batter can challenge it, but then the pitcher and catcher can also?
Yeah.
Yep.
All three of them.
Yes.
Okay.
So just those three.
Well,
and that's it.
It's okay. Just those three.
Okay, so the batter's not relaying to the dugout and then dugout challenge.
The dugout is not allowed to challenge. Batter can challenge if a strike should have been a ball. Pitcher or catcher can challenge a ball that should have been a strike.
That's even better because I would love like a batter to be like Alec Boehm when he struck out on that pitch essentially right down the middle a couple weeks ago against the Reds. Alec Boehm challenges that call and then Topper, you know, freaks out at Alec Boehm. What the hell are you challenging that for?
There's no doubt there's a few guys on the Phillies who will be very bad at challenging calls.
Boehm, I feel like, will challenge five calls a game.
That'll be, like, well on the plate, yeah.
Now, is it unlimited until you lose two?
No, yes. So you get two strikes, basically. Okay. If you keep getting them right, you can keep going.
Yeah, you can keep going.
Okay. I wish they could just implement this immediately. I wish they could just do it right after the break. It was so much, like, it was so efficient. It was, like, astonishing to me.
I think they tested it also in spring training of this previous season. I just hope it doesn't add too much time after the progress that we've made with overall runtime of games with the pitch clock. I don't want this to, like, add 10, 15 minutes to each game. You know what I'm saying?
If it works the way it worked last night.
It was quick last night. Yeah, and that's great. But it's also a game that didn't really matter last night. So
yeah, but it's like, I think it's pretty easy. Like, you have the box. I mean, the ball's either in or it's out.
Yeah.
And, you know, just.
I thought it was speedy. The game was
long, but they had a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah.
They
always,
you know, they do a lot of extra stuff in the All-Star game.
The bloated nature of an All-Star game leads to a little bit longer. It's hard to know how much was just the All-Star game fanfare.
Yeah.
Yeah. I overall really, really liked it, though. And it was just cool to see.
It's better. They're willing to change the game, and it's helping the game.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the idea of bringing these new ideas to light, actually enacting the new ideas. Baseball's doing it now, and I think it helped the game. It sped up the game a ton. I mean, it shaved an hour off of games.
I mean, there is
a couple years ago.
There is still some dumb stuff, though. Like, I was upset with this the other day. Like, the stupid Legends pick. Like, we really need Clayton Kershaw in the All-Star game when he doesn't deserve it at all.
Clayton Manning.
Clayton Kershaw, the biggest choker in the history of baseball. I don't know. Just, I'm not a Clayton Kershaw guy, if you haven't gathered.
You didn't think it was cool listening to him talk about how bad he was spiking his pitches last night?
That's another thing. Don't interview the pitchers during the game when they're pitching. Okay, I'm okay with the infield interviews. I'm not in love with them, but whatever.
I hate them. Yeah, they're just kind of awful.
But you can't interview, like, Scooble is getting lit up on the mound the first inning.
Yeah, the pitcher is a bad idea.
I mean, I may have had a couple bucks on the AL last night. I feel like I should get my money back. If they're going to be,
now we understand.
If they're going to be interviewing a pitcher during the game, I mean, that could affect his performance.
That doesn't seem like a wise, well, I don't know. What informed that bet?
Nothing. Just they were the underdog, and I wanted a reason to root for a team in the game. It's really that simple.
Betting on the All-Star game is like next level.
That does feel wrong.
Oh, it's like $10 bet. Come on, you want to have a reason to root for it, right? Am I alone on this?
And it does. I gave up on betting anything baseball a while ago just because it's not.
It's so difficult.
It is so difficult. Like, football, basketball, you can do more research, you know, see how defenses, offenses match up. But, like, baseball, it just wasn't working for me.
Jeez,
so I gave up.
Now you guys are making me feel bad about myself. Make me feel like a degenerate gambler.
No. I respect it. I didn't even know that you were able to bet on the All-Star.
You respect it.
I do.
Look at John.
I just wonder what informed that decision. Like, what?
Nothing.
Was there something where you're like, oh man, I got a strong
feeling.
He's
just a sicko.
The AL's coming in hot. They've won like 9 of the last 10. You know, you're bound to keep the streak going.
And they have Scooble on the mound.
In his defense, the good thing about betting is if you're not interested in a matchup or like an All-Star game and you're bored, there's no other sports on, it gives you a reason to be invested in it.
Yeah, there you go. So thanks for making me feel bad about myself, John. Jeez, really appreciate it.
No, you're being a bad teammate again.
This is a common theme with you.
You're killing John.
You guys are laying it on thick with this teammate thing.
You got to support Joe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, got to support Joe no matter what.
Do you think John should support Joe in the competition?
No matter what.
I can't wait for this tennis thing now. You got to dress like the part for the ball boy.
How do you do that?
You
just wear a short little white
shorts? I think you
got to
wear all white. You got to wear a headband.
Not Wimbledon.
Yeah.
They're not playing on grass.
Yeah.
The white. I don't have tennis shoes.
Tennis attire?
You definitely have like white sneakers.
I don't have any white sneakers.
Really?
I don't.
We could get you some white sneakers.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
I'm a not white sneakers person.
Okay. We'll figure that part out. I think
we could talk to Ava or something. Ava will be able to wrangle you some sneaks.
The sneakers got me into a lot of trouble, man. back in the day.
But did they?
The pro yes, at the Virginia Slims tournament.
That's right.
The pro kid sneakers are what got me kicked out of tennis permanently.
Bringing the story full circle.
Do we think the camera's going to be a grunter in this tennis match?
Oh my God.
I hope not.
I really just
thought about that, but he definitely is.
Probably.
Yeah.
And it'll probably, but it'll probably be a thing where he thinks that'll get in Jack's head if
probably,
he grunts when he hits the ball.
Or he does his, like, the camera, like, not,
bang! As he hits it every time,
That was a good impression.
I mean, I've heard it a couple times,
Almost as good as the afternoon show's impression of James earlier on.
That was mean.
that was wrong.
It was mean yet solid.
Very solid.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Steve in Woolgrove. What's up, Steve?
Yo, TK, good morning.
What's up, Steve?
Listen, real fast. How about we look at Jalen Hurts' first 5 years in the league and compare it to Donovan McNabb's first 5 years in the league? And how about we look at Jalen Hurts having the same offensive coordinator for five years like Donovan McNabb had for 5 years? Like,
I actually have those two stats like pulled up on my computer right now. I'm not even joking. They're both first five for both. And
all right, and let me guess.
Pretty heavy leaning Jalen Hurts.
It is a much different game than it was when Donovan played. I mean, it's much more heavily weighted than the
goalposts.
You don't think it's a much more offensive game than it was in 2000?
Yes, but you didn't start with that earlier. Every time somebody comes up with something else, now it's like, well, of course it's a different game than the late 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, I'm not basing it on numbers. I'm just basing when I watch the guys play. I think Donovan, especially in his first 5 years, I think he was the better player.
What do the stats say, though?
Yeah, the stats. I don't care about the stats, Steve. I don't care about the stats when it comes to ranking Hurts.
Okay. Very good. Whatever. Listen. There's no way.
You know what people mean when they say
no
whatever, don't you?
Yeah, he means he thinks I'm an idiot. I get it.
Every year, a different coach, Donovan, would be barfing every other play like he did in the Super Bowl. Okay.
See, I don't know about all that. This is the problem that I have. Is you talk to people now, people would think Donovan McNabb was Bobby Huynh. Like, they would think he was awful.
No, they
don't. He's incredibly underappreciated.
I'm not his biggest fan, and up until, like, literally recently, I have always said he's the greatest quarterback in Eagles history, and he drove me crazy.
Of all the callers today that have weighed in on this, has one person said one positive thing about Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
No. The answer's no.
Probably not.
No.
Well, so you say something positive.
I think he was a great quarterback.
He
was the third best quarterback in the league from 2000 to 2004. It was Tom Brady, it was Peyton Manning, it was Donovan McNabb.
Why?
Because he's why I came to Philadelphia.
I watched him play. I don't know what to tell you.
I would out in Oakland, I would watch the cut-ups of all the defenses of the teams that we were going to go up against. And when I had a chance to watch the Philadelphia offense, I ate that up because I was fascinated to watch Donovan McNabb. I wanted to see Andy Reid's offense. I wanted to see Donovan McNabb just eating it up. He was so great. He was so groundbreaking at the time.
Especially,
I wanted to be a part of that.
In 2001 especially, which was his third year in the league, his second year as a starter, he was that entire offense.
You mean before he decided he didn't want to run anymore because he didn't want to be a running quarterback?
Yeah, well, yeah.
That was really annoying.
Dial that back.
It made him special.
Yeah, no, it did.
It's what makes Jalen special, the combination.
Absolutely, no question about it. But, like, that year, they got to the NFC Championship game. They took on the Rams, who were a juggernaut at the time, the greatest show on turf.
They had a chance in that game.
Exactly.
They really did. And
the only reason they had a chance was because of Donovan, because he's playing with Freddie Mitchell and Todd Pinkston and James Thrash.
And
Steve.
If he had Andy Reid, if Jalen Hurts had Andy Reid for his first 5 years, Jalen Hurts would be a much better quarterback than
he
is today.
That's a great point to make, Steve.
You know, TK, I'm really upset, man. You know, I can't believe you're even thinking this guy is better.
Steve is distraught.
Richie Rich, real fast.
I don't know what to tell you, Steve.
All right, Richie Rich, you're in the backfield, you're playing fullback, and that running back behind you is a pompous ass, Are you going to block for him or not block for him? Are you going to be a team player or let him get crushed by Lawrence Taylor or whoever is coming from the blind spot? Are you going to pick up the block or are you going to let him get crushed?
Look, if it really is a team situation, I need to win for the team's purposes. I'm going to block for him. This is a team situation where the outcome really doesn't matter to the rest of us as much as it does to Joe and Jack. It's more of a personal thing, one-on-one, where he's saying he's a better athlete than Jack is. How does that become a team thing?
Well, I think this means more to Spike than it does to anybody.
I would absolutely agree with that.
To be honest with you. Steve, what or who is funny?
How about Lucille Ball?
Lucille Ball, appreciate the call.
You ever heard of her?
I've heard of her before my time. I wouldn't know.
Joe to camera would love that answer.
He's reading a book on her right now.
Joe to camera pandering answer.
Yes.
Joe said that if there were one comedian he could trade places with in the world. No, one actor if he could trade places with. One entertainer in the world, it would be Lucille Ball.
Really? Why?
Who knows?
That's kind of,
feels
weird,
very strongly
it's
about
kind of a weird answer.
Yeah, it is. Kind of a weird dude. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Familiar with that?
Let's go to Rick in Easton. What's up, Rick?
You guys are funny and entertaining. I will tell you that right now. And, you know, Joe Tacamera has to go back to the old Joe Tacamera. If I was the marketing person or the production manager at WIP, you had almost 500 people. People listen to your show because you guys are fun and entertaining. There were almost 500 people that came to Plymouth White Marsh. I think we're on the cusp of having Wing Bowl 2 here. I think you should have Ricky versus Ike next summer. You should have Seltzer versus Spike. I would come see Devin versus Taron Hatcher in mud wrestling. I'm telling you, you guys... That would be pretty cool, by the way. You guys are sitting on a gold mine. You guys are sitting on a gold mine. This is entertainment. This is fun. Just think about how you guys could have charged admission. You could have charged for parking. I scheduled my work day around going to Plymouth White Marsh because I went to PW. I'm telling you, it's absolutely you guys are sitting on such a gold mine from a marketing standpoint, and something has to replace Wing Bowl.
Well,
but
there you go, Rick. What do you have for something that's funny?
Well, my top five real quick was Iverson, J-Roll, because J-Roll, you know, had more hits than the greatest third baseman in baseball. And then I would go Hertz, Howard, and B-Dawg. Who's funny is the new George Carlin. He reminds you of things you forgot to laugh about. Sebastian Maniscalco.
Okay, appreciate the call, Rick. Thanks.
I loved Sebastian's like first three specials. I did not like his last one.
Okay.
And I was a huge fan.
I haven't seen his last one, but I love Sebastian Maniscalco. He's funny.
I've never seen him before. I'm not a big stand-up comedy
guy. Let me see
guy.
If I can get this right. You don't listen to music, and you don't watch any stand-up comedy.
Do you like fun?
Yes, I do like fun.
He's got
I think I like fun.
He has to follow. He's got three kids that are.
Let's be clear. He didn't do this before
this
having
big
kids.
And smaller.
Yeah. This is not as a result of having children.
This is not a result of the kids. This is just the way I am. Yeah, I'm not.
So what do you do for
I've never
fun?
Understood stand-up comedy. Like, I just don't really.
What's
like,
not to understand?
Like, I'm not going to sit at home and watch whoever's stand-up comedy on TV.
So I actually get that. I'm the same way. Like, I'm not a big. Like, oh, I can't wait to turn on this Netflix stand-up comic special. Like, that's not... But then usually if I go live to something, I enjoy it and I laugh, but it's not... I get what you're saying. Like, it's not my favorite
thing. I'd be interested in going to see a stand-up comic live. Like, I wouldn't shell out, like, hundreds of dollars to do it.
No.
But, yeah, I don't understand, like, the people who will watch the stand-up comedy specials at home.
Me.
Like, I
don't do that either.
It's on TV. It's on my streamer. They look funny in the little preview, and if they're funny. I watch them.
Yeah, and maybe I'm kind of maybe I was kind of like scarred a little bit because I used to be an usher at the Link, in addition to working the Eagles games, we used to have to do all these other events, whatever. And Kevin Hart did his stand up show there. I didn't think it was very good at all. Like,
really?
Yeah, I'm not a big Kevin Hart guy, to be honest.
I've not seen him do. I mean, I like him in movies. I think he's fun.
Yeah,
but I have not. But what I usually do is I see somebody on the streamer, and then I go see them live.
Okay,
like Bergazzi, I've seen live. Sebastian. That's how I kind of determine, well, I kind of like this person. I'm going to go see him.
So, okay. So that's how you'll...
I do it in reverse.
So you kind of screen them ahead of time.
Correct.
That makes sense. Okay.
You're a heart hater.
I am a heart hater, yeah. He's not that funny. I mean,
he's
a little overexposed, too. I mean, he's all over the place.
I feel like he hasn't been as exposed. I feel like Shane Gillis, I was forced to see live recently, and I did not think it was funny whatsoever. He's hosting the ESPYs tonight, right?
The tire show that he has, it's not for everyone, but I do laugh out loud.
No, I've seen Tires is funny, but his stand-up.
I haven't seen him stand-up.
I don't think his stand-up is that funny.
Okay. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. A lot to do in the last segment. We'll have times yours coming up. Also, we will get to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, what he had to say on the Pivot podcast yesterday about why the Eagles decided to get rid of him. All that coming up in the last segment of the show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. This is the morning show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. Be back tomorrow and Friday as well, as Joe gets some time off to rest up for the tennis competition coming up. I think hopefully next week we'll see.
You think he's training up? You think he's?
I do. I think he's hitting the courts today. Do you think he's got a tennis instructor?
I feel like Joe is very dedicated to this, so maybe.
History would tell us yes.
He
might.
I mean, he brought a baseball coach.
But that's the thing. Like, history suggests he does not prepare for, like, quiz things. Like, beat the hammer type thing.
That's hard to prepare for,
He says
for,
he doesn't, but...
He says he doesn't. This feels different. This feels like he's willing to pull out all the stops, secret... And not so secret, so behind closed doors, I do wonder how committed he is to this idea of getting into better shape. You know, like I look at him, he does look like physically like he's fitter than he was.
Does he?
A few months ago.
Devin seems unconvinced.
You don't think so?
Just the tone of the way he said that.
I don't know.
It wasn't very convincing.
That was a troubling response.
Yeah. Does he?
I haven't noticed.
You sound like you doubt.
Rhea?
The fitness.
I'm not helping you out on this one.
Devin wants to be bailed out. 215-592-9494.
Nobody asked me.
We'll get back to the phones in one second, but do want to let you hear this real quick. The Pivot podcast, Ryan Clark, yesterday, they had C.J. Gardner-Johnson on as a guest. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who apparently just, has felt the need to talk all offseason, continued to talk about the Eagles letting him go. Here's what CJ had to say about why the Eagles decided to part ways.
A Houston Texan and not a Philadelphia Eagle.
Scared of a competitor.
You said they're scared of a competitor?
Yeah. Simple as that.
What you mean?
You can't program a dog. Certain dogs, you can't say be a dog and then it's time to go out there. Hey, we need you. Look at the Washington Commanders game. I got kicked out. I was nowhere near the play. Nowhere near the play. Everybody was fed up with me. And I'm like, if you go back to that play, I celebrated with Reed Blankenship. And I'm getting cursed from head to toe on the sideline and looked at Vic even get on me. I'm like, what did I do? So, people in the box, they call down and they're trying to figure out, why am I getting kicked? They was trying to reverse the call because guys come off the sideline. If you watch that game, the game was already heavily. That's what sparked it. Then we had a little scrum between at practice. Nothing. It's just offense versus defense. But who's the culprit of it? Me, I guess, because I guess we're competing. When you tell them the period is live, you telling us not to compete during a live period, but it's a live period. We competing to get ready for a playoff game. All right, cool. Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. I guess something happened at practice in the lead up to the playoffs with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And I know people are upset. Some fans are upset the Eagles parted ways. I mean, I think this was a good move. The more I hear C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we'll see. I think he was overrated on the field anyway.
But they seem to know what works in the locker room character wise. A couple of years ago, who are rush end coming off the edge?
Hassan Reddick?
Michael Bennett?
Michael Bennett.
Oh, God.
One
yeah.
year
oh, yeah.
because yeah. was not fitting in terms of just fitting in.
Yeah.
Not the right chemistry. Chemistry matters, and they clearly valued the pop. They valued the what he brings in terms of the edge and put up with the chemistry part. Now they're ready to return to, like, let's keep it status quo and normal and low key, and it's hard to hang, it's hard to handle the edge type guys. Edge meaning edgy. CJGJ was edgy. CJGJ was difficult to rein in and, you know, control the outbursts at times. And that's tough on a team. That's tough on a locker room. That's tough on the leaders for any team. So it wears thin. And you can see that it wore thin for the Eagles two times.
Yeah. No, without
when
a doubt.
When he got ejected, John, in the Commanders game, what I seem to remember is the second one didn't involve any – wasn't it just jawing?
Yeah, like, I thought and we, so.
That was a weird ejection. That was a weird ejection.
And we're like –
the words.
But, I mean, you know, you're on the playing field. Like, you know, I think an official has to grow up and realize that stuff's going to be said. Because I just remember it was – because that game turned. I mean, it turned after Jalen went out, obviously. But I think it really helped Washington – after CJ got tossed.
Without question.
What he could have said.
Right.
That
and I think the CJ GJ thing, maybe this is something we can delve into a little more tomorrow about how much the Eagles are going to miss him or not. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting for him to still. He said he doesn't hold any ill will. It still sounds like he does.
And
more
I'm,
towards the front office.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated about the dust up in practice. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
That's unusual. And when that happens, dust-ups in practice, it's because, just like he's talking about, they say they want us to go full speed. They say they want it to be tackle
but
in practice. We're tackling.
To an extent.
I'm going full speed. The offensive guy's saying, whoa, 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 stop being a practice All-American.
Right.
That's the give and take all the time. When you got the crazy defender, crazy in a good way defender, I'm positive Nolan Smith is an offender similarly to CJGJ in practice going too hard. I would, you know, bet that because of the way you see him play, that's the type of guy you need. That's the type of guy you want on your team.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes it's just really tough to keep it reined in.
Yeah.
Especially in practice. But
yes.
If they tell you live, then you're a full go.
Yeah. And it's interesting.
They don't have the subtleties. They
right.
don't have
there's
the
not a switch
to
going,
turn
right,
it off
part all.
Right.
Way.
And it's going to be interesting to see how that kind of plays out with the Eagles this year and whether they do miss that edge. Let's go back to phones. Let's go to Sean in Newark. What's going on, Sean?
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Sean.
I'd like to ask one quick question, especially to Devin.
Oh,
would you rank Josh Allen ahead of Jalen Hurts?
I think Josh Allen's a really good quarterback. So I'd probably rank him a little bit ahead of Jalen Hurts.
All right. Now, why would you do that when Jalen Hurts is the kind of quarterback that takes you to two Super Bowls and wins one, and Josh Allen's the kind of guy that throws up and then goes out and loses the Super Bowl? You know, he's famous for throwing up before big games, and he says it actually makes him play better.
A lot of people are known for throwing up.
Yeah, I think Lane Johnson does the same thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But my point
there's
is
there's a difference between throwing up in the bathroom before you go out on the game and throwing up on the field.
Oh, yeah, and what was that difference? That he then led the team down the field for the touchdown that they needed him to do? Why do we leave that part out?
I rip Josh Allen all the time, okay? But all I'm saying is, a guy like the sports landscape is littered with guys who say they throw up in the bathroom before they go out.
No, you tried to make it like Josh did it responsibly before the game. Whereas, I guess with
yes,
Donovan,
it's a responsible throw up.
Game.
That's
like
exactly
said, he led the
no.
Team down
plenty
the field
of
for a
people,
touchdown.
Plenty of players have thrown up in bathrooms before games.
Right, but why don't you mention the fact that Donovan?
I
well,
because Don,
led
okay,
the team
I, we
down
get
the
what you're saying. Donovan McNabb's was a very public, and I agree that maybe it might be blown out of proportion, and it wasn't as big of a deal. It unfortunately happened in a big moment in a game that they lost. So it's referred to and thought of when we think of Donovan McNabb and his legacy. Unfairly, like, I do agree with that. I just think that Jalen Hurts has accomplished more in a shorter amount of time already in his time in Philadelphia. And that's why Jalen Hurts made my list and Donovan McNabb didn't.
Sean, what do you have for who or what is funny?
This list is funny if you're going to say Josh Allen is ranked ahead of Jalen Hurts when he has the same accomplishments that Donovan McNabb had. You're going to leave out Donovan, let him down the field for a touchdown.
Well, I hear you, Sean.
You're making him out to be like he choked when actually he succeeded.
Appreciate the call, Sean. I mean,
I'm not sure who he was defending in that.
I think he was defending Donovan.
Okay.
I think he was defending Donovan. I'm pretty sure.
Donovan McNabb and Josh Allen are the same.
Well, the lists are different. Obviously, I think he's talking about the quarterback list, but then I think I don't know what list he was talking
really
about.
I think he was defending McNabb, but which is fine.
I think he was merging lists together.
I'll agree with Sean in this respect. Yeah. Way too much is made of the throwing up thing. I think way too much is made.
No, he's not wrong about that. No. Yeah. He's not wrong about that.
You don't agree? Or you do agree?
No, it was properly amount was made of the fact that he threw up in the Super Bowl. Well, I disagree with you.
Okay, fair enough.
I think I've read and heard too many stories of players who do it before games. Doing it on the field to play is something that was unusual enough that we still talk about it 20 years later.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know. I don't think in the end it's that big a deal, but I guess we can agree to disagree on that one. But without further ado, it's time to do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile.
You can always tell when John Ritchie's wrong. He starts telling other people they're being deceived and they're being lied to and they're being manipulated. The bottom line is, John, it has nothing to do with what you think about Joe as an athlete or non-athlete. It has to do with supporting your teammates.
Did you guys hear a bunch of stuff?
I think that was us.
Yeah.
In the background.
Man, I couldn't make out everything he was
saying. I think he was ripping you.
Oh,
I was able to gather that.
You were in the background of his voicemail.
Right. Our show, I think, was in the background.
Yeah.
But I think he was ripping you, John, so your response.
I don't think the team concept applies when Joe is competing because he thinks he's a better athlete than Jack. It's more of a one-on-one competition here.
Okay, next one.
Come on, we all know it's funny. They've been funny ever since we were kids, and they are funny as adults. Sports are funny. Time's yours.
I guess he's right.
Yeah. Guess he's right. There you go. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
That's Time's Yours, 215-238-4500. That is how you get in on Time's Yours. We'll do it at 9:45 once again tomorrow and see. Have I gotten any closer to spurring you on to supporting Joe today? Like, what's the problem? We'll take a daily progress report at the end of the show. Where are we at for today?
Know. Do you feel like, there's been a lightening of the air? I don't know. Like, do you feel like you've...
No, I don't feel like I've made any progress.
That's why I'm asking you. I think it's going to be really tough to make a dent here. I feel so strongly that Joe is just crazy. I think he's crazy for thinking he's better at sports than a guy 16 years his junior. And that's why they're competing now. I am troubled by... them getting after Jimmy. That was
wrong, man. Jimmy's your guy.
Coming after Rhea, it's
oh, that's
rough.
Okay for going after me because I do.
Rhea's got thick skin. Yeah,
yeah, but I've been supporting him. But you know, they were mocking Seltzer.
Yeah,
it was. That was a little much.
I would call it distasteful.
Maybe, yes. But it's still, it doesn't feel like it's all in good fun to some degree. I mean, we've all overstepped at times in competitive situations. I think that's what we witnessed.
Just think, like, before the end of this thing, you're going to need to choose us, like, legitimately
choose
a side.
Jack.
Well, I know, but
I have chosen Jack.
But you're going to have to choose it.
Win because he is the better athlete.
But this is morphed into show versus show. And that's where you find yourself, I think, at a dilemma.
Mm-hmm. It in your mind.
Oh, wait, in my mind. Yeah.
The dilemma.
Maybe it's not a dilemma for you. Yeah.
I don't feel
troubled by this.
I just thought you might feel a little obligation to support the show and what you are a part of.
No, look, I've
been
all
a part
about,
of for a while.
I'm all about team. I am all about working together, pulling the same rope in the same direction. I don't know that that's what this is. I think this is Joe versus Jack, and everyone is free to choose who they want to.
But that's not what the afternoon
for.
Show right. has turned it into.
Yeah,
they've turned it into show versus show.
Yeah. So I would say it's a dilemma, but you say it's not a dilemma. So there you go. I think you're well staked into your side. I'll give it another shot tomorrow. Sleep on it. See how you feel tomorrow.
All right.
Final read on our Twitter poll question of the day.
I am going to sleep on it. For sure.
Final read on our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Two questions today. John, where do you come down on this one? Would you be in favor of the Home Run Derby replacing extra innings in regular season baseball games?
I know I would. Yeah. I'm into it.
What's the guess?
Man, I don't know. Traditionalists, how do they feel? Kyle Schwarber being the guy who won it for the NL last night, does that help this vote? I'm going to say it's close to 50-50. I'm going to say 55% say yes.
73% say no.
Oh,
and then who is the best quarterback for the Eagles this century? Donovan McNabb, Jalen Hurts. How do you think that one broke down?
Close to 50-50, maybe? Old head versus the young head?
83% for Jalen Hurts.
A rare Richie L.
Yeah, Richie taking two big L's today.
Wow.
L's all morning for John Richie, but fun show today. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay tuned.
Do you work now like a couple more times today? Like,
no, I'm done for the day.
A few more shows? Talkative Tom?
Talkative Tom is not talking the rest of the day. Stay tuned. Okay. Joe Giglio and Kyle Quinn, they are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.